Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
The big surprise coming out is is Mason Graham was not a participant in practice today, dealing with a rib injury. He was limited during the week. We'll find out from Kevin Stefanski what's going on there. And if maybe we got to worry about not having that guy, and especially in a week where you don't have Malik Collins either. That's a big deal, Anthony.
We are trending appropriately toward his press conference.
I'll never forget when he said that. And I just looked and was like, what the hell does that even mean? When he was like, he's trending appropriately. I'm like, what? That's like the stupidest thing I've ever heard. If that's the case, then he's just trending.
That must be a University of Pennsylvania phrase that they teach him over there. Something us non-Ivy League folks don't understand.
It's back to that whole complaint that I have with them of like, again, this isn't Area 51. What you're doing behind it, you're not hiding us from the aliens. Like, you're not hiding us from weird stuff that we don't know about and our sci-fi minds can only wrap our heads around. You're coaching football. Okay? We are not dealing with anything that is going to harm the future of society. You're coaching football. Tell me what's going on.
Well, they've treated Deshaun Watson like a UFO that they don't want us to know about.
Oh, boy, Anthony, we got ourselves a list. You ready? Everybody buckle in. Devin Bush, questionable for this game. Mason Graham, questionable for this game. Mike Hall, questionable for this game. Isaiah McGuire, questionable for this game. Dylan Sampson, questionable for this game. Jack Conklin is out. Aiden Huntington out. Wyatt Teller out. And Deshaun Watson is out. So you're going to miss the whole right side of your line.
So they're going Tevin Jenkins at right guard and KT Levison at right tackle. Who's playing left tackle? Cam Robinson?
Uh-huh.
Oh, boy.
Not good, Bob. Not good.
It's going to be hard to quiet the allegations that the offensive line's not trying that hard for Shador.
I can't say that way of it. Like, I can't say these guys aren't trying anything. I just think they lack ability, and now you're down this level of depth where you're losing Wyatt Teller and you're losing Jack Conklin. And all right, fine, you could say Wyatt Teller hasn't been playing at his best. He's still Wyatt Teller, and he's still better than Tevin Jenkins.
Better than the swing tackle that you signed off the street.
He's better than KT Leviston, yes. Yeah. He's better than all of these people. And Cornelius Lucas, who's, you know, again, inactive every single week, is this line is a mess. Buddy, I got a feeling this game's going to be gross.
Boy, it would be nice if your third-round guard from Michigan, Zach Zinter, would be active for one of these games. That'd be nice. But, you know, he sucks too, so he can't suit up every Sunday.
It's a good point. I can't argue with any of this. This is a problem that you're running into right now. And look, I get it that it's Tennessee. And if you're going to run into this many injuries, especially in the offensive line, you want it to be against a team that has one good pass rusher and a couple other guys. And so I have a feeling this game is going to be ugly. This has 17-10 written all over it. You know, 21-18. Like, just a gross football game. And maybe even less scoring than that. But boy, I will say this for the crowd that thinks that Shedeur Sanders holds on to the ball too long, and I'm one of those who says that. He's going to be getting out quick on this one. It's going to be three steps ball out, five steps ball out, because boy, oh boy, if he holds onto the ball behind this offensive line, he's going to be on his back a good amount. And he's going to be looking up at the sky a good amount if he is going to do that against anybody here.
So this is the other issue with, like, going back to our question of, like, can you see Shedeur as either a viable backup or a starting quarterback that's going to stave off you drafting some guy at the top end of the draft next year? Is it even possible to evaluate any of these guys? What are you even looking at anymore with any of these players? And look, it's not just Shedeur. It was Dylan Gabriel. It was Joe Flacco. You're seeing, like, the Bengals offensive line isn't that good, but he's having enough time to at least pass the ball to his guys. But Dylan Gabriel went through the same thing. We just all weren't looking at it because you guys were so focused on getting Shedeur Sanders in there. So. Like, I'm glad that everybody finally came around to the idea that coaches like Lance Reisland, who study film for a living, were saying to you 5 weeks ago. But, you know, better late than never, I guess. So I'm just taking pot shots. But, like,
I was just going to say, you know, it's actually kind of funny. I think your axe is getting slightly sharp at this point. I think you have literally ground it to the point that it's sharp.
Thank you.
Like, you've done a very nice job in between there. Look, the key to this whole thing is going to be get the ball out fast. I mean, that's going to be the story of this. When you've got this many defensive or offensive linemen lacking, you still have Myles Garrett on the defensive side of the ball. You're still going to have Denzel Ward. You're still going to have Grant Delpit. You're going to have Carson Schwessinger. You're going to be in good shape in those regards. Tyson Campbell looks like he's going to be out there as well. So, like, that, all that stuff falls into where you will be able to stop what the defense is going to do. This is going to be a test of Shedeur Sanders that you cannot hold onto the ball and wait for people to get open. You are going to need to throw with anticipation, and you're going to need to throw within the structure of the offense because you don't have that kind of time.
So last week he had, what, the longest time out of any quarterback last week to in the pocket between snap and throw?
Correct.
Number one, I wonder if that's going to still be the case now that you're down Wyatt Teller and Jack Conklin. And number two, I do want to see, like, if he's able to progress, use that time in the pocket. Find the guy. Get your checkdowns going. That's where I really want to see him improve week in and week out, is if the offensive line's going to give you this type of time, which we don't know if they're going to.
Yes.
Use something with it. Do something with it.
We are going to do quick predicts as well today, so please get those ready. We will do quick predicts at the around 1:45. Get those ready for us. We have permission from Andy Baskin to do quick predicts. We will do quick predicts, but boy, oh boy, this injury report is definitely on the longer side. Malone is in Lakewood. How are you, Malone?
Hey, guys. What's going on?
Not much, man. How are you? Just looking at this injury report, wondering who's going to play.
Hey, man, I'll play. Tell him to give me a call. I'll play.
What do you want? You want wide receiver, running back? How's your line skills?
Yeah, man. I run through my routes, dude. Put me on the wide receiver.
Good man.
I don't give up on my routes.
Good man.
I mean, part of this has got to be the ineptitude of the season. I mean, guys are banged up, and they're going to be a little more banged up on paper, you know, going into this game. I know no one's trying to lose, and it's taboo to even bring up on talk radio, but they want to lose this game. I mean, why would they want to win this game? It doesn't make any sense. So I wouldn't imagine putting it past Kevin Stefanski showing up on the injury report by the end of the day and have somebody else out there coaching, for Sunday. But, who's going to play in this freezing cold lose fest? I mean, also, guys, just want to say, the best episode of Baskin and Phelps I've heard. Oh. I don't know what it is. I can't put my finger on it.
Oh, I'm not Malone. I appreciate the kind words until the tail end. Those guys are wonderful. They're as good of people as you think that they are. I cannot say anything but kind things to them that I will never say to their faces. That's the best way that I'll put our relationship. They are very kind people, and I will never compliment them to their faces.
I mean, that's a good working relationship.
That's how we are. All right, one more time, the injury report. Buckle in, everybody. Devin Bush, questionable. Mason Graham, questionable. Mike Hall, questionable. Isaiah McGuire, questionable. Dylan Sampson, questionable. Jack Conklin is out. Aiden Huntington is out. Wyatt Teller is out. Deshaun Watson is out.
You've got Brendan Bates, also out.
You have Brendan Bates.
He is out.
We got a litany. We have a laundry list. If you miss Kevin Stefanski a little bit earlier on, Devin Bush questionable, Mason Graham questionable, Mike Hall questionable, Isaiah McGuire questionable, Dylan Sampson is questionable, Brendan Bates is out, Jack Conklin out, Aiden Huntington out, Wyatt Teller out, and Deshaun Watson is out. That's your injury report going into Sunday.
Yay.
Wee. Wee. Who's here for fun?
This is going to be such a chore to watch this game.
This is a mess.
I'm just not looking forward to this whatsoever. Is there really, like, okay, so now that we've established that I'm not going to the game, I'm not going to tailgate, I'm not going to do anything. I'll tailgate from my house.
I was
going to
say, I'll call Hogwash on a tailgate. I think if somebody picked up the phone and said, hey, I need you to help me kill a keg, you'd be like, wait, when? Hang on, I can get an Uber in 20. Like,
all right, I get off work at 11:30, I'll be there by 11:45. Awesome.
You kidding me? It's you. It would be. I'll be there. I get off at 11:30. I'll be there by 11:15.
It's a lot of fun.
And everybody going, wait, what?
My first time in the Muni lot was a couple years ago in that Bears game. And my only memory was just walking around with a full bottle of champagne. And I'm like, this is amazing. People are handing out free shots.
You're a champagne guy? I can't get behind champagne.
I was whatever was free guy.
Well, like, good point. You're 25. That's a good point.
Hey, I'm 24.
24. Sorry. I didn't mean to age you. I can't get behind champagne. It just doesn't do it for me. I wine as well. Wine and champagne are like the two things that I'm just like, I can't do this.
So my mom's a huge Prosecco fan, like around the holidays.
I got friends who are.
Yeah, so
as well.
The Christmas, Thanksgiving, like Prosecco haze, I've become very familiar with because, like, you know, you get up, you're watching the parade.
Bubbles and booze.
Yeah. You know,
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Dianaroga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Then it's 7 o'clock and you're like, okay, I'm going to bed.
Yeah, I'm crashing out. But all right, so we got a laundry list before this game, and especially a game that I was looking forward to because I wanted to see what Shedeur Sanders could do against a lesser defense, to see if what we saw against the Raiders was just, a mirage. Maybe it would be the way to put it, a mirage out there in the desert. I wanted to see if maybe they were able to put something together this week, that maybe what we saw against the Raiders was because there was just no tape. And now there was tape, and I wanted to see what a lesser defense would do. Sadly, with this offensive line being down, man, I don't know how much we're going to be able to really take away from this bad boy unless he lights it up. And then in which case, we'll take everything away from this bad boy. And I think if he doesn't light it up, we'll look at each other and go, well, you know, he was down Wyatt Teller. He was down Jack Conklin. And yeah.
Off to next week.
Off to next week we go.
Do it all over again.
Do you feel that way, or do you think there's some things we could still take away from the start for Shedeur Sanders?
I mean, if he's like monumentally terrible or really, really good, yeah. But outside of the two extremes, which I don't necessarily see happening, I think it's going to be a lot of what we saw last week. He's going to have the golden handcuffs on him, and they're going to, like you said, like, hey, you read X, Y, Z, and that is it. And if those are not there, try and throw it away, and that'll be it.
And that's having the training wheels on a rookie quarterback. That's not Shedeur Sanders specific. That's just how the NFL works for rookie quarterbacks. You kind of ease them in because of how fast everything moves. But boy, I'm interested how this offense is going to look. Colton in a car. Welcome to the show, man.
Hey, guys. Good afternoon. How you guys doing today?
I'm well. And yourself?
Doing pretty good. So I had a question for you guys. First, I want to get one thing off my chest. I miss the jump start that Philip Sebastian used to do in the morning. I wish those things would come back. Also, my question would be, what do you guys think the game plan for Shador and the offensive role for Harold Fanning is going to be this week? Obviously, with the weather being a factor this weekend, I would imagine them running a little bit more heavy, but do you think this is a good chance of a week to get Harold Fanning more involved in the pass game?
I think we're going to see him on 4th and 1 take a direct snap and fumble it.
I don't even know what to throw at you at this point, but I really just want to throw something at you. Just for that statement alone, Colton, this is nonsense. I think you are 100% right. I mean, that's the best thing that you could do for a rookie quarterback is to have it. It's easy, have the easy button. You know, we all remember the Staples commercials of having the big red button on the desk that says easy. That's what I feel like they need to do with Shador Sanders and some of these throws in the beginning is just the easy buttons. And I feel like this offense all season long hasn't had those easy buttons. And I wonder if you're right, that maybe Harold Fannin becomes that guy where you start seeing those where Shador could just hit the easy button. You know, that would make a lot of sense.
Right, that makes sense. That's what I was thinking along the lines, too. Also, Dan, if you can, for all of us Clevelanders, can you throw, like, a bagel at Anthony or something? Because if he keeps making comments like that, he'll get demoted back down to the 2020 sports again.
Colton, I appreciate it, man.
Well, on my way.
I appreciate that. On the jump start front, we've got some stuff up our sleeves. Give us a little bit of time.
Hey-o.
So, that's been my problem with this offense. And so, You wanted to do, you know what? You set this up because this just makes me ill. It just makes me ill.
It's been interesting, though, because when they brought in Harold Fannin, you were thinking like, okay, this two tight end set, it's worked well for damn near every quarterback that Kevin Stefanski's had. It worked for PJ Walker. Like, you, no matter what, you just can hit the safety valve and you're able to get the 5-yard check down. Yep. I think the issue, which you saw, especially last week, was that I don't know if Shador's necessary because he's been put in such a precarious situation that I don't know if he's necessarily just looking for that check down button. So hopefully that's what part of the progress is just take the 5-yard gain, just take the 3-yard gain and just move the ball along.
Isn't that what we blowtorch Dylan Gabriel for, though?
Absolutely. But I don't know what to tell you.
But that's
the
whole thing.
Are not
with
there.
This. Yes. Yes. That's the problem right there. I want to push the ball down the field. You want to push the ball down the field. Michael Markoch would love to watch the ball get pushed down the field. You know who's a big fan of pushing the ball down the field? Matt Corrali, big on pushing the ball down the field. We all want to see this. This isn't some asinine concept out of the sky. But to be able to push the ball down the field, you need to have things work for you. One of them, the offensive line, needs to be able to hold long enough so that you can take a 5-7 step drop so you can push the ball down the field. Number two, your wide receiver needs to get some level of separation so that way you can lead him to catch the ball down the field. Three, your quarterback needs to be willing to take 5-7 steps and then throw the ball down the field.
Yeah, I won't be as smart, you know what, for one time, but what I really do want to see is like the game manager mantra that doesn't come from the fact that I don't necessarily think that these guys aren't good enough to become a starting quarterback. It's because I know what the offensive line looks like. You just read the injury report. Half your guys are out already. Mm-hmm. You know what the wide receivers look like. And because of that, everybody's stacking the box, which takes away Quinshon Judkins, even though he's able to be a really tremendous running back with all of those terrible ancillary pieces around him. So I just need you to be able to run the offense. And if you're looking next year, I need to see signs where you're like, hey, if I give you a Carnell Tate, if I give you a good left tackle, you can run this thing a little bit more efficiently and take those shots downfield and be the Shador Sanders that I saw at Colorado. Because right now, I mean, you're just not put in a good spot.
So build me an offensive game plan then for this week.
Run the ball 65% of the time.
Okay.
Bootleg it out to Harold Fannin and David Njoku. And once in a while when it is apt to do so, take a couple of shots.
So my whole thing with this is I agree with you completely. Because every offensive lineman I've ever talked to will say the same exact thing, which is when you have a rookie quarterback or your offense is stuck in the mud, run the ball. Mm-hmm. Run the ball is the best thing that you could do to help your offensive line. If you have a bad offensive line, run the ball. They just let them road grade. And I think that is what we are going to see a good amount of mixed with the weather. This is my Kevin Stefanski complaint that has come down, because I thought what we were going to see was what we saw with Joe Flacco at the tail end of 2 years ago, which is that you were going to get the quarterback's butt under center, which is going to be, which is my calling card and has been making me lose my mind all year, because I'm watching around the league as more and more quarterbacks are getting under center. If you get under center, you could sell play action better. If you get under center, you can get yourself more time to get shots down the field. If you become, you have so many more options out of center than you do out of the shotgun. And these guys are so comfortable with being out of the shotgun. And I understand that with the college game is and all that stuff, but watch the Rams. And I know some of that is Matthew Stafford being awesome. But if you watch the Rams, they have gotten Matthew Stafford under center more and more this year to help sell that play action game. To me, that needs to be the forefront of the Cleveland Browns offense this week. They need to get Shedeur Sanders under center. And then that way you can truly sell the play action game. And then that way you can truly sell the run game and let Quinshon Judkins get a running start instead of standing next to you and doing the, you know, I'm getting my feet going, you know, like somebody's pulling back the truck of a toddler truck. You know what I mean? You pull that thing back and then let it go and it goes zips that way. I feel like that's what you got to do when you're a running back out of the shotgun. And so that way you can actually get ahead of steam. And I think that's what they need to do. Slap the training wheels on, go heavy play action, do exactly what you said. Keep those tight ends in. Go max protect is what they call that. When you get the two tight ends and then everybody stays in and blocks, max protect. You're going to hear that term thrown out a bunch. Do that, because then that way you can take those shots down the field because you have time. Because you've got seven blockers that are sitting there. You've got six blockers that are sitting there to do it.
That all sounds well and good, but if they haven't done it yet, and Shedeur Sanders, what, didn't he like never take a snap under center in college or something like that?
It wouldn't shock me. Like, I don't know that for sure, but it wouldn't shock me.
Yeah, like maybe a couple of times here and there, but I don't know if they're going to just like magically go to it.
And this is back to my whole thing on top of it is it's not like Tommy Rees is going to like reach under into an unmarked drawer in his desk and then blow the dust and go, here's our new playbook. Like, it doesn't work like that. You know, this isn't Madden where I could just toggle over to Kyle Shanahan's playbook and hit enter, and all of a sudden all those plays magically show up.
So I kind of went off on my own thing about, like, I want to see Shedeur Sanders be a game manager. If he does that style of offense and he's, you know, 12 for 15 for 150 yards and a touchdown and a pick, like, and he does that throughout the rest of the year, are you drafting a quarterback at number one? I guess that's a question. Because that's the most likely scenario. It's not that he's going to end up looking like he did in the Rams preseason game or the Ravens. It's not going to that he's going to be
not
like,
gonna, yeah.
He's not going to blow the world on fire, but he's going to be this sort of like okay quarterback. What do you do from there?
So that puts me in a spot. So I have always been someone who says build the roster and then drop the quarterback in. I've always thought that was the best way to build a team. Is shore up everything else, drop the quarterback in. And let the quarterback flourish with the, you know, alter the offense along the way, but let the quarterback flourish with the talent that's there. That would put me in a position where I could live that life.
So you'd be comfortable with him being the almost bridge quarterback in 2026 into either you drafted some guy in 27 or you drafted a guy maybe in the second round next year. You drafted Lenore Sellers, per se.
Yeah, and then, you and go then I could him. Keep it relatively cheap. Or, I mean, shoot, you'd get a lot of people excited around here, but a Drew Aller guy in about the second or third round, and you bring him along the way, develop him, you get people around here pretty excited over that one. Now, again, I think Drew, we'll see where this goes. We got a lot of time to go over this stuff.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.